各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣的恩惠与大家同在。
May the grace of God be with us.
我们卡诺加教会人不多。
We don't have many people in Canoga Park Church.
所以我们麻雀虽小，五脏俱全，还是很多工作要做。
But there is a Chinese saying that even though the sparrow is small, it has all its inner parts, and this means that everyone has their job.
那有时候我们想说，我们在社会上工作都很辛苦了。
And sometimes we think that we work very hard in society.
还要再来教会，要做东做西，要打扫，要做这个做那个。
But when we come to church, we still have to do this and do that and clean and do all types of things.
有时候会觉得是一个很大的重担。
And sometimes we feel that it is a great burden.
但是我觉得保罗啊，他不是这样子的。
But I realize that Paul did not think this way.
我们来看《使徒行传》的第九章十六节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9, verse 16.
那保罗被选召的时候，神给他一个人生的目标。
When Paul was called by the Lord gave him a life goal.
我们看九章十五节、十六节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9, verse 15 and 16.
使徒行传九章十五节、十六节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 15 and 16.
主对亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人跟君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。”十六节。
16.
我要指示他为我的名，必须受许多的苦难。我们每个人都像保罗一样，是被神拣选的。
Every one of us is like Paul, and we are called by the Lord.
我们的脚步是神所定的。今天来到伯恩教会卡诺加教会我相信也是有神美好的旨意。
And the Lord has determined our footsteps, and I believe it is the Lord's beautiful will for us to be here at Canoga Park Church.
所以我很感动有的弟兄想说要考虑搬家，可是想到教会人这么少，不搬了
And I'm very touched when I heard that some brothers, they were thinking about moving away, but then they thought about how few members there are in this church, and they decided not to move.
他们觉得在这边有工作，需要他们来帮忙。
And they feel that there is work for them to do here.
这也是神感动他们的心。
And this is also the Lord moving their heart.
我们每个人被拣选都有一个 mission, 都有一个使命。
When every one of us is chosen, we have a mission.
也许我没有像保罗这么清楚的被神启示。
And perhaps we're not as clearly enlightened as Paul about this mission.
但是你可以去思想、去揣摩，而得到神要你为他做什么。
But we can think about this and ponder upon it and think about what the Lord wants us to do for him.
但是无论做什么，保罗这边神跟他讲，要为他的名受许多的苦难。
But no matter what we do, we will be like Paul, what he says here, that we must suffer for his name.
也就是活在世上我们也要为神来活，为神来负担一点工作。
In other words, when we're living in this world, we have to live for Christ and also shoulder His burden.
那可是保罗虽然神说他要受苦难，但是保罗却满心喜乐。
And but even though Paul knew that he was going to suffer, his heart was full of joy.
我们看《使徒行传》十三章的第二三十一节、三十二节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13, verse 31 and 32.
使徒行传十三章三十一节、三十二节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 31 and 32.
两人对众人跺下脚上的尘土，就用以格莲去了。五十二节，
oh,
对不起，五十二节。
Pardon me, it's verse 51 and 52.
五十一节、五十二节。
Verse 51 and 52.
门徒满心喜乐，又被圣灵充满。这边提到保罗跟巴拿巴被赶出去一个城里面。
Here it talks about Paul and Barnabas being chased out of a city.
但是他们受这样的苦难却满心喜乐。
But although they were cast away, their hearts were filled with joy.
所以我们从这个角度来想，为主受苦，满心喜乐。
So let's talk about, so we'll discuss this sermon in this perspective, which is suffering for the Lord and being filled with joy at the same time.
我们要来谈三点了。
And we have three points to discuss.
就是保罗受了什么苦。
And first is, what kind of suffering Paul endured?
我们只从这个《使徒行传》的十三章、十四章来谈。
And we'll study Acts chapter 13 and chapter 14.
那保罗他有什么喜乐？
And what kind of joy, we'll also talk about what kind of joy Paul experienced.
那为什么他受苦可以有喜乐？他的心到底是什么？
And how come Paul could have joy in his suffering?
What kind of, 他的心到底是什么？
And
what, 保罗的心又是什么心呢？
What kind of heart did he have?
所以我们来谈这三点。
So these are the three points we will study tonight.
那我们来看保罗他受什么苦。
So first of all, let us look at what kind of suffering Paul endured.
从13章跟14章呢。
And let us look at Acts chapter 13 and 14.
13章第八节。
Acts chapter 13 verse 8.
13章第八节。
Chapter 13, verse 8.
只是那行法术的以尼玛，这名字翻出来就是行法术的意思，抵挡使徒，要叫方伯不信真道。这边有一个，这里有一个人啊，叫做以尼玛，就是行法术的人啊。
Here there was a sorcerer named Elymas.
他的名字叫做巴耶稣了。
And his name was also called Bar-Jesus in verse 6.
那巴就是儿子的意思。
Bar means son of.
所以巴耶稣就是 son of Jesus, 就是耶稣的儿子。
So the name Bar-Jesus meant son of Jesus.
结果第九节啊，保罗就骂他了，责备他了。
And in verse 9,
第十节,
in verse 10,Paul chastised him.
说你不是耶稣的儿子，你是魔鬼的儿子。
And told him he was not a son of Jesus, but a son of the devil.
他是众善的仇敌，混乱主道的。
And he called him an enemy of everything that is right, and full of all kinds of deceit and trickery.
今天我们为神工作，有时候会遇到阻挡。
Today, when we work for the Lord, sometimes we will encounter obstacles.
这个阻挡啊，是从在宣道上面呢、那些行法术的一个阻挡啊。
And these obstacles are from those who perform sorcery.
那有时候我们做圣工的阻挡是从弟兄姐妹来的阻挡。
And sometimes our opposition comes from other brothers and sisters.
比如说耶稣要被钉十字架的时候。
For example, before Jesus was nailed to the cross.
彼得说你不要这样做了，你不要去了。
Paul told him not to go and not to do this.
耶稣则被彼得说撒旦推到我后边去。
And the Lord Jesus chastised him and said, Satan, go away.
这个撒旦就是阻挡者的意思啊。
And Satan means the one who opposes.
所以今天我们做神的工啊，有时候不会很顺利。
And sometimes when we do the work of the Lord, it will not be very smooth.
这也是让我们觉得很辛苦啊。
And this is something that makes us feel that it is difficult.
所以十三节啊，你就发觉到说啊，马可就溜了。这个太苦了，溜了。
And that is why in verse 13 we see that
13节14节
in verse 13 and 14 Mark left because the suffering was too great.
这个除了这个旅途啊非常辛苦啊，工作上也有很多的阻挡啊。
Because besides having a difficult journey, there was opposition in their work.
最近在喜乐都教会啊，有一对母子啊，他们一来教会就说他们要洗礼。
Recently, there was a mother and and her child who came to Cerritos Church. And as soon as they came to church, they wanted to become baptized.
我们也很高兴的帮他们除偶像。
And we very happily cast out their idols in their home.
那来慕道已经这个可能将近四五个月了吧。
And they have come to seek the truth in church for about 4 or 5 months.
每个礼拜六下午都参加慕道班。
And every Saturday afternoon, they come and attend the truth-seeking class.
但是受洗的时候，突然发生一件事情。
But when they were going to be baptized, suddenly something happened.
这个很清楚的是一个阻挡啊。
And very clearly, this was opposition.
那我们先道组的同工就觉得，哇，怎么会这样子呢？
And the evangelical team members, they wondered why this happened.
有时候会做到手软啊。
And sometimes
这么努力，好像没有成果。
They would be very discouraged because they would do all this work and have no results.
其实我们做圣工常常会遇到从灵界来的阻挡。
But actually, when we do holy work, we often will encounter spiritual resistance.
这些灵界的阻挡有时候借着人借着信徒，借着外邦人来让我们工作没有办法继续前进。
And this spiritual resistance comes in the form of other people, other believers or non-believers, and this causes us to be unable to complete the work.
所以我们要意识到有这方面的存在，要知道有这种事情会发生。
And we have to be aware of this type of resistance and know that it will happen.
那保罗有一种苦，大概我们比较没有实际经历啊。
And Paul also encountered a kind of suffering that perhaps we don't encounter as much.
我们来看《使徒行传》的十三章四十五节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 13, verse 45.
十三章四十五节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 45.
但犹太人看见这么多，就满心嫉妒，应驳保罗所说的话，并且毁谤保罗。五十节。
Verse 50.
但犹太人挑唆尊贵前进尊贵的妇人和城内有名望的人，逼迫保罗、巴拿巴将他们赶出境外。这种苦是被驱逐出境被拒绝的一种苦。
And the type of suffering mentioned here is being expelled from a region and being rejected.
有时候我们教会不会有这种事情啦。当然，这个一个工作很有能力的工人呐，传真耶稣教会在外面有时候因为他神跟他同工其他的教派有的人会嫉妒，这也是有的。
And it has occurred where there is a true Jesus Church worker.Because God works with him mightily, so members from other denominations will come and be jealous of him.
那也会说一些毁谤的话。
And they'll also slander the worker.
那更让人难，就是说这些有名望的人跟这个前进的尊贵的妇人也跟保罗作对。
But what is mentioned here that the Jews incited the God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of the city to also oppose Paul.
有时候你觉得这些不相信的来逼迫你就算了。
Sometimes you will feel that if the unbelieving oppose you, it's no problem.
但是这是虔诚的妇人呢。
But these who were opposing Paul were God-fearing women.
而且这是大家尊敬的社会上有地位的人。
And also,Those who are respected in society.
他们把保罗赶出他们的城市里面了。
And these were the people who expelled Paul from their city.
今天我们有时候做宵夜工不一定被人家这样子身体上被赶走，但是有时候会不受欢迎。
And sometimes when we do the Lord's work, we may not necessarily be expelled from a group physically, but we may not be very popular.
像主耶稣在故乡讲道理人家轻视他。
For example, when the Lord Jesus preached in his hometown, other people mocked him.
然后呢，要把他从悬崖上推下去。
And they wanted to throw him off from a cliff.
今天有时候我们到一些地方教会去讲道理。
And sometimes when we go to the local churches to preach.
如果发觉到那里的信徒大概都在打荤素的，有时候觉得你来这边好像不太受欢迎。
And sometimes you'll feel that the congregation is just trying to give you a score, grade you, and you're not very popular there.
你会觉得心里很难过。
You'll feel very sad.
真的，我也注意到一些工人在教会里面并没有被接受。
And I have realized that there are some workers that are not accepted in church.
因为我们教会有些比较软弱的同龄只会注意上这个才华，注重才华的表现。
Because there are some weaker members who emphasize, emphasize talent.
他们只会只在乎这场道理你有没有口才来表达它，而不是注重属灵的深处
They only care about how eloquent a sermon is and not its spiritual depth.
当然，很多弟兄姐妹他们本身是非常有才华的。
And of course, there are many brothers and sisters who are very gifted.
所以的确也看到一些教会的工人常常在祷告当中掉眼泪。
So you do see some workers in church who shed tears in their prayer.
尤其是到比较软弱的教会有这种情形了。
Especially when they go to weaker churches.
那这也是好像被赶出境外一样。
And the feeling of this is being rejected and expelled from a region.
那我们在教会做圣工有时候你煮饭，人家也会嫌你
And sometimes when you work in church, even if you're cooking, someone might criticize you.
有时候不一定是有心讲的，但是不小心被你听到了。
And sometimes they don't even mean it, but you accidentally hear their criticism.
有时候你会觉得很难过，好像你被拒绝了。
And sometimes you'll feel very sad, as though you're rejected.
那这些做工的人偶尔都会经历到。
And these are experiences that workers will encounter.
我们看十四章的第五节。
Let us look at Acts chapter 14, verse 5.
十四章第五节。
Acts chapter 14, verse 5.
我们看下一个 slide 哈，对不起，我刚。
Let us look at the next slide.
好，等一下哈 ，OK 好。那我们再看十四章第五节。
So let us look at Acts chapter 14, verse 5.
那是外邦人和犹太人，并他们的官长一起涌上来，要凌辱使徒，用石头打他们。这么提到有时候他们还是被打的。
And here it says sometimes they were stoned.
那这里啊，他们溜得快了。
And in this incident, they ran pretty fast.
但是另外一个城市就没有办法溜了哦。
But in another city, they were unable to flee.
我们来看十九节，十四章十九节。
Let us look at Acts chapter 14, verse 19.
但是有些犹太人从安提阿跟以哥念来，挑唆众人用石头打保罗，以为他是死了，硬拖到城外。我觉得这里哦，真的是打保罗，真的是打呢。
In this verse, it clearly says they were hitting Paul, stoning him.
后来当然二十节说门徒围着他就起来了啦。
And in verse 20, it says, but after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up.
我在想他是不是假死啊？保罗比较聪明，会假死。
And I wonder if Paul was just smarter and he pretended to be dead.
但是我想一想不太通呢。
But I also thought about it, that wouldn't make sense either.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你仔细读啊。
Because if you read this carefully,
他把他拖到城外呢。
They dragged him outside the city.
这个拖到城外，这个有肉体的接触，他要假死，这个很难假。你要假多久呢？你要假装你呼吸没有了，你要假多久呢？
It's pretty hard to pretend you're dead while they're dragging you because you still need to breathe. So how can you pretend for that long?
哎，所以我看真的是被打昏了。
So I think he really passed out.
那你看被打。一定有流血，我相信，我不相信被打不会流血。
And I believe that when he was stoned, he must have bled because it's very hard to be stoned and not bleed.
那你被打昏，然后又，我想也有肿胀，然后也有肿胀了。
I feel that he was unconscious. He was probably bloated.
可是我觉得古代的人哦，传福音真的很辛苦呢。
And this just tells me that it was very difficult to preach in that time.
他们被逼迫到啊，生命有危险了。
They were persecuted to the point that their life was in danger.
哦，所以啊，我们觉得啊，他们比我们辛苦的太多了。
And we feel that they suffered more greatly than we do.
啊，当然，今天我们啊，有时候也会被派到比较危险的地方。
And of course, today we might be sent out to more dangerous areas.
我小弟提过，现在可能全世界被派到最危险的地方是南非啊。
And I probably mentioned this before, the most dangerous place to be sent nowadays is South Africa.
我是指真耶稣教会啦，如果全世界可能是阿富汗啊。
And I'm only referring to the True Jesus Church. In terms of the whole world, it's probably Afghanistan
或者是伊拉克
or Iraq.
那真耶稣教会 那个现在传道被派的地方呢，到南非啊，真的有时候会遇到很多的生命上的有时候有生命上的危险。
And out of all the places that the True Jesus Church ministers are sent, the most dangerous is probably South Africa, where your life can be in danger.
因为抢劫很多啊，我听到很多的报告。
Because there are lots of robberies, and I've heard lots of reports.
甚至跑到教会里面来抢劫。
They even come into the church to rob you.
那我们今天在教会里面尤其在美国没有这样的一种苦。
And in the church today, especially in the United States, we don't suffer in this way.
但是有时候我们的苦就是人家的话好像刀一样会刺到我们的心。
But the suffering we endure today are the words that people speak, and they're like daggers into our hearts.
神的话好像两刃的利剑。
God's word is like a double-edged sword.
很利啊。
It's very sharp.
可以铺入刺入剖开人的心思意念。
And it can divide spirit and soul.
那淫妇的嘴巴也好像一把剑。
But the adulterous woman's mouth is also a sword.
它可以把人的灵魂刺死。
And it can pierce the soul of a person.
那我圣经上讲，人的言语浮躁，好像也是拿刀在刺人一样。
And the Bible says that impetuous words are also like swords that can pierce people.
所以有时候我们不小心会有时候 proposal 一提出来，怎么发觉到好像你在受攻击啊。
And sometimes when we propose something, it seems that we are being attacked.
那其实弟兄姐妹，我相信每个讲的人都是出于好意。
And I believe that everyone who speaks, the brothers and sisters, they speak out of goodwill.
但是如果我们有时候意见比较强一点，或是有时候比较没有灵修的人啊。他用言语攻击，有时候会让我们难过的。
But sometimes when a person is weaker in faith or they're stronger in personality, then what they speak will make us feel very bad.
这个有时候也好像用石头被丢一样。
And sometimes it feels like we are being stoned.
所以我们呢，刚刚谈到保罗在13章14章跟的受的苦的确是应验了主耶稣对他所说呼召的这些话。要为神的名受很多的苦啊。
And so we see the sufferings that Paul endured in Acts chapter 13 and 14 made the Lord's words to him come true.
我在想他到底怎么样喜乐的起来。
And it made me think, how could he possibly be joyful?
今天我们可以来教会做一些事情苦哈哈的这样子，我觉得来教会我为什么要来呢就是为了要守诫命而已吗？很苦啦，那这样就没什么意思啊，这样不是神的意思。
And sometimes we come to church and we feel that the only reason why we come is to keep the Lord's commandment, and if we're very bitter about it, there's no point.
但是，所以我们要学习保罗那种喜乐的精神。
Therefore, we have to learn the spirit of joy that Paul had.
我们来再看《使徒行传》第13章52节。
Let's also look at Acts chapter 13, verse 52.
为什么他喜乐的起来
？Why were they able to be filled with joy？
我们来看52节。
Let us look at verse 52.
门徒满心喜乐，又被圣灵充满。
And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
因为他们虽然前面讲到被赶出境外。
In the previous section, it said that they were expelled from their region.
那51节谈到他们把脚上的尘土跺一跺。
And in verse 51, they shook the dust from their feet.
这是听主耶稣的指示。
And this is according to the instructions of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣很爱我们，让我们一下疏解一下我们的情绪咯。
And the Lord Jesus loves us, so he gives us a way to relieve our emotions.
但是更重要就是他们被圣灵充满。
But the more important thing is that they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们觉得先到旅程哦，这个车子进车子出，然后呢又要坐飞机，那么古代要坐船。然后要走路，我也许取梨子。其实这个，我们说这种中文一句话叫做，抽舟车困倦哦，就这种旅途是一种很辛苦的过程啦。
And sometimes on missionary journeys, we have to take many car rides. In the past, they had to sail on boats or even ride on donkeys, and it is a very tiring thing to journey.
但是你仔细看哦，14章23节。
But in chapter 14, verse 23, it says,
两人在各教会安立长老，又禁食祷告。哇，他们在那个 journey missionary 当中又禁食祷告了。
In verse 23, it says that at each church they had prayer and fasting.
我就觉得哇，真的了不得，就是说让我很感动，就是即使在这么辛苦的 journey missionary 当中呢，因为工作上有需要，他们也禁食祷告。
This touches me a lot because even though the missionary journey was so difficult, they still took the time to pray with fasting.
所以今天呢，我们服侍神要喜乐哦，一定要被圣灵充满。
And this tells us when we serve the Lord and to be joyful serving the Lord, we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵充满呢，工作就变得很重。
If we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, then our work becomes very burdensome.
如果有圣灵充满，工作好像很重啊，但是因为圣灵充满了，你就觉得很喜乐，因为我是为天上的神在做的。
And even though the workload is heavy, if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will be also very joyful because we know that we are working for the Lord.
所以你看很多辅导家他们自杀，没有一个传道人自杀，至少到现在我没有听到一个传道人自杀。
辅导家
counselor.
So we see that there are many counselors that commit suicide, but there's not one minister who has committed suicide.
So far.
So far.
为什么呢？
And why is this?
因为你真的有在祷告哦，真的不一样啊。那个，你同样压力是一样的，同样辅导的压力是一样的。但是你因为有祷告啊，心中充满喜乐。
It's because when you pray, it's different. The stress is the same, but when you pray, you're filled with the Holy Spirit, and it's different.
所以我们每个工人真的要注重祷告生活。
So every worker in the church must pay attention to your prayer life.
你常常有禁食祷告，为工作祷告，你会是一个很快乐的人。
If we often fast and pray for our work, then we will be a very joyful person.
那这我觉得他很喜乐，是因为就是他能够看到神跟他同，看到神工作，神做工了。
Another reason why they're so joyful is because they could see the work of the Lord with them.
我们来看13章9到12节。
Let us look at chapter 13, verse 9 to 12.
13章9到12节。
Chapter 13, verse 9 to 12.
十章九到十二节，扫罗又名保罗，被圣灵充满，定睛看他。第十节说：“你充满各样诡诈、奸恶、魔鬼的儿子，众善的仇敌，你混乱主的道，还不止住吗？”十一节。
Verse 11,
现在主的手加在你身上，你要瞎眼，暂且不见日光，他的眼睛立刻昏迷黑暗，四下求人拉着手领他。十三节，风伯看见所做的事很稀奇，主的道就信了。这个神跟保罗同工啊。
When the Lord was working with Paul,
真的，他在灵里面就可以敢讲说你的眼睛暂时要瞎了。
He dared to tell someone in the spirit that they will be blind.
真的，他的眼睛真的暂时瞎了。
And truly, the person became blind temporarily.
我在想，如果你站在旁边，或是你保罗本身，你一定会觉得哇，神怎么那么奇妙哦。
And I think that if you stood next to Paul, or if you were Paul yourself, then you would feel that it was very wondrous.
怎么神对着你的嘴巴说出这么有权柄的话呢？
How could God speak such powerful words through your mouth?
我们来看14章。
Let us look at chapter 14.
第八节到第十节。
Verse 8 to verse 10.
路士德城里坐着一个两脚无力的人，生来是瘸腿的，从来没有走过路。第九节。
Verse 9.
他听保罗讲到定保罗定睛看他，见他有信心可得痊愈。第十节，就大声说：“你起来，两脚站直。”那人就跳起来，而且行走。这也是一个令人很奇特的事，那觉得非常奇特的事情。
This was also a very miraculous thing that happened.
那个两脚没有办法走路。
There was a man crippled in his feet who couldn't walk.
生下来就瘸腿。
He was lame from birth.
但是保罗大声讲，他就可以走路。
But when Paul spoke loudly to him, he was able to.Or spoke directly at him, he was able to walk.
我鼓励弟兄姐妹要投入圣工的行列。
And I encourage brothers and sisters to join in the holy work.
因为你投入，你就会看到神的工作。
Because when you participate in holy work, you will see the Lord work.
你会真的看到神在一个人生命当中所做的荣耀的事情啊。
And you will see how a person will glorify God in their life.
有没有说带一个家庭来信耶稣？我们有时候去带领一个家庭的信耶稣。
Sometimes when we bring a family to believe in Christ,
你跟一群的工人去为他祷告。
You will accompany some workers to go pray for them.
突然之间，他们家怎么得圣灵呢
？And suddenly you'll see the family members receive the Holy Spirit.
后来来受洗了。
And they'll come to become baptized.
你心中一定很喜乐哦。
If this happens, your heart will be filled with joy.
你看，教弟兄姐妹有辛苦的事情。
And if there are difficulties among brothers and sisters in church,
你参加中午的一个禁食祷告
，and you attend a fasting prayer during lunch,
那你祷告一个月之后，知道那个人可以来聚会了。
And after praying for a month, you realize that person can return to church to attend service.
你眼睁睁看到神真的是听人祷告的神呢
？And with your own eyes, you will see how God is a God who listens to our prayer.
那真的是很 excited， 说哇，这个神真的很奇妙哦！真的，教会工人一起祷告，神就做工啊。
And you'll be very excited because you'll understand that when the workers pray together, the Lord will work.
所以通常做圣工的人可以在第一线看到神的一个。彰显的全能了。
And usually those who do God's work will see firsthand what the Lord has done.
心中是非常喜乐的。
And their hearts will be filled with joy.
你刚信主的时候，也会经历到一种神一个很强烈的带领，就是给你一个很强烈的感受。
When we first believe, you will feel a very strong guidance of the Lord.
因为通常是借着恩惠你来信耶稣的，神的带领恩惠你来信耶稣的。
Usually it is by the grace of God that leads you to church to believe.
那如果我们没有参与教会的工作久了，我们那个心就淡下来了，那个感觉没有了。
But if we do not participate in God's work, this feeling will diminish.
但是你参加这个宣道的工作
，But if you participate in evangelism,
或任何这个第一线的工作
，or any frontline job,
你那个恩惠啊，在别人身上你又常常看到，所以你常常会从。好像又经历了你原来信主的那种情形啊。
You'll often see the grace of God work on other people, and your heart or your feeling of God's grace will be renewed.
那个是非常喜乐的事情啊。
And this is something very joyful.
为什么保罗能够感到喜乐呢
？And why was Paul able to feel joy?
上一个 slide, please. 还没有到讲到这个 slide.
Let's go to the previous slide.
因为他懂得建立教会。
It was because he knew how to build the church up.
他看到教会被建立起来了。
And he saw how the church was built up.
我们再看到14章的23节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 14.
14章23节。
Verse 23.
14章23节。
Chapter 14, verse 23.
两人在各城会中显立了长老，又进食祷告，把他们交给所信的主。那保罗这样子一趟出去啊，这是第一次先到旅程哦。然后回头过来啊，你看到教会就被建立起来，可以显立长老了。
And we see that when Paul went out and he came back to the church, he was able to appoint elders.
教会就被建立起来了。And
the church was built up.
我在想这是何等令人欣慰的事情。
And I'm thinking how comforting this is.
你到一个地方去,
if you go to a place,
没有一个人信耶稣,
no one believed in Christ.
你要离开那个地方,
and before, and you have to leave the place.
你会知道那个地方教会, 诶, 很多人, 而且有人, 而且可以有干部出来了,
but if you realize that there are people in the church and there are people who can take up more work,
哦, 你真的心中会很喜乐,
then you'll feel joy in your heart.
我们这耶稣教会, 哦, 不是依靠势力, 不是依靠才能,
And for the true Jesus Church, we do not depend on might or power.
我们是依靠神的灵才可以成事的。
But we accomplish things by the Spirit of God.
所以真的, 如果我们当中有人啊, 立志啊, 真的服侍神, 常常参加祷告的团契, 常常参加宣道的工作, 啊, 就是为教会, 在教会里面做圣工啊, 你会知道说, 教会因为你的投入啊, 啊, 日渐的一种兴旺起来, 你看到教会一直兴旺，你心中会很喜乐的。
So if we have members who are very dedicated to attending service, to participating in holy work, to praying, and we see that the church grows because of our participation, we will feel very comforted.
你看那个《使徒行传》哦，我现在谈到十二章好了哈，十二章有一个很大的特色。
Let us turn back to Acts chapter 12, and in Acts chapter 12, there is a very unique aspect.
就是神的使者会工作。 And, the angels of God.
And in verse 12, it's very unique because the angels of God worked.
神的使者会把彼得从监牢里面带出来。
And the messengers of God took Peter out of jail.
神的使者会让希利啊，一个破坏教会的啊，这个被虫咬死。
And the messengers of God allowed Herod, who persecuted the church, to be eaten by worms.
那一个很主要的一个事情就是教会切切的啊，为教会信徒切切的为教会的事情在祷告。
And a very key point is in verse 5, and this is because the church was earnestly praying to God.
只要教会哦，为一件事情切切的祷告哦， 没有一件事情哦， 神不会让我们， 不会安慰的， 不会让我们知道神旨意的。
As long as the church prays earnestly to God, there's not one thing that the Lord will not give us comfort and give us direction.
那甚至他神会啊， 感动啊， 这个使者来工作。
And the Lord will move his angels to work.
我觉得这是最轻省的啦。
And this is the easiest path.
所以我常常在想哦， 怎么样让我们教会哦， 真的， 大家哦， 常常祷告， 然后呢， 我们哦， 做最轻松的， 不要做那个最困难的， 就请主耶稣哦， 派天使去感动人就好了。
And sometimes I think how we can get the whole church to earnestly pray because then we would save a lot of work if the Lord moves his angels to work for us.
教会的困难就自己解决了， 那个逼迫的人就没有了。
And the problems of the church will be solved and the one persecuting the church will disappear.
哦，这个是一个快乐的来源啊。
And this is a source of joy.
我们再看保罗为什么他真的可以在这么痛苦当中有这么快乐， 他的心到底是什么？
And let us see why Paul had this joy in his suffering and how his heart was.
这个我看我在看这一章哦， 虽然他 这么痛苦这么喜乐，那个心啊，真的很感动我的心啊，他的心真的很感动我的心啊。
And as I'm reading Paul's joy in his suffering, his heart really touched my heart.
他就是，第一个我看到他哦，在困难当中啊，他一样放胆的讲神的话。
And the first of all, I see that even in his difficulties, he boldly spoke the word of the Lord.
你看那个耶稣的儿子啊，变魔鬼的儿子那个人啊，就是。 以利马，他是地方的要角，是一个，就是你到人家的地盘，他是在那边，在那个地盘阻挡你的人呐。And
if we see Bar Jesus or Elimas, he was the person in a territory who opposes people.
但是，他真的很大胆的宣道啊。
But Paul preached very boldly.
该责备的时候，他也是责备啊。
And when it was time to chastise, he would chastise.
所以他就骂他了。他说你充满各样诡计的，是魔鬼的儿子，是众人的仇敌啊，混乱主的道。
And he boldly told him he was a child of the devil and the enemy of everything that is right.
所以在你说他人家在嫉妒，他也不怕嫉妒；人家在恼恨，他也不怕恼恨；他们在赶走，他也不怕人家赶走啊。
And he was not afraid of people being jealous of him or hating him or opposing him.
所以今天我们很重要的就是能够放胆的说神的话。
And one important thing for us today is to boldly proclaim the word of the Lord.
我们来看十三章四十五节。
Let us look at Acts chapter 13, verse 45.
十三章四十五节。
Chapter 13, verse 45.
但犹太人看见这么多，就满心嫉妒，应驳保罗所说的话，并毁谤。四十六节。
Verse 46.
保罗、巴拉巴放胆说，这是放胆说啊。我们看十四章。
Let us look at chapter 14, verse 22.
14章的第二节。
Pardon me, Acts chapter 14, verse 2.
14章第二节。但那不顺从的犹太人耸动外邦人，叫他们心里恼恨弟兄。第三节。两人在那里住了多日，依靠主，放胆讲道，主借他们手，施行神迹奇事，证明神的恩道。所以在困难当中，有时候我们不要怕讲对的事情。
Here it says, Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there speaking boldly for the Lord. So in our suffering, we should not be afraid to speak boldly of the Lord's word.
比如说有时候我们说这个灵会之前呢，我们这个我们来推动禁食祷告。
And sometimes we'll say, let us start fasting prayer before the spiritual convocation.
有人会说，哎呀，你不要作秀嘛，那个干什么？
And some people will say, well, don't show off. What are you doing?
有时候你会听到反对的声音的。
And you'll hear voices of opposition.
我们要想一想，当然我们动机一定要正确哦。
And we have to think about this, and of course our motivation has to be correct.
动机正确就大胆的说，对的事情就说就做，没有关系的。
If our motivation is correct, we should speak boldly and do the right thing.
真的，有时候我们觉得一个老传道讲，我也觉得有同感。我们当传道越当越久，越没有胆量。
And I've heard an older minister say this, and it is true that the longer we're a pastor, the less boldness we have.
初生之犊比较不怕虎啊，刚出来的牛比较不怕老虎啊。
Because there's a Chinese saying that the new cow is not as afraid of the tiger.
我们这些都是老牛了。
But we're all old cows.
看到老虎有时候会吓死啊。
And sometimes we see a tiger and we're scared to death.
有时候真的比较没有胆量。
And sometimes we don't have as much boldness.
真的，你对的讲主耶稣会跟你同在的。这是保罗的心呢。
But if we say the right thing, then the Lord will be with us, and this is what Paul did as well.
那他那个心就是人家尊荣他他把荣耀归给神
And in his heart, when people glorified him, he gave the glory to God.
十四章十四节。
In chapter 14, verse 14.
十四章十四节，保罗、巴拉巴、二使徒听见，就撕裂衣服，跳进众人中，喊着说：“十五节，
诸
君为什么做这事呢？我们也是人，性情和你们一样。我们传福音给你们，是叫你们离开这些虚妄。”归向那些创造天地海和其中万物永生的神。这里有人要拿花跟牛来献祭，
Here people brought,
跟保罗献祭，跟巴拉巴献祭。
Brought flowers and cattle, and they wanted to sacrifice to Barnabas and Paul.
把保罗跟巴拉巴当成天神呢。
Because they thought Paul and Barnabas were their gods.
保罗他们被当天神，保罗不但撕开衣服阻挡他们，还跟他们讲说：“你们要离开这些希望的人，这是希望的。”还跟人家教训一顿呢。
But when people did this, Paul and Barnabas tore their clothes and told them, "Why are you doing this?" And they told them to depart from such acts.
脱离这些希望的神呐，
Or to turn from these worthless things to the living God.
这个完完全全把荣耀归给神呐。
And they completely gave the honor to God.
所以今天我们做圣工那个心呐，要嫉妒，不要真的要以尊主为大
And when we do holy work today, our heart must also proclaim the Lord as the greatest.
称赞我们的时候
，especially when people praise us.
尤其当我们真的努力做工我们有。真的会听到人家的赞美啊。
And especially when we do work very hard, we will hear the praise of others.
那我们要知道这些荣耀都要归给神。
But we must know that all this glory has to go to God.
希律被虫咬死，因为没有把荣耀归给神啊。
Herod was eaten by worms because he did not give glory to God.
所以我们要记得，这是保罗那种心很纯
So we have to Remember how pure Paul's heart was.
记得要归荣耀给神。
And remember to give glory to God.
再来，我是觉得这个保罗的心就是死亡边缘哦，他依然要做圣工啊。
Another aspect of Paul's heart is that even though he was close to death, he continued to do the work of God.
你看十九节哦。
If we look at verse 19.
十四章十九节。
Chapter 14, verse 19.
十四章十九节。
Chapter 14, verse 19.
但有些犹太人从安提阿跟以哥念来，挑说众人。就用石头打保罗，以为他死了，便脱了绳外。二十节
，verse 20。
门徒正围着他，他就起来走进城里去。第二天同巴拿巴往特比去。第二十一节
，verse 21。
对那城里人传讲神国的福音，是好些人做门徒，就回路斯德和以哥念、安提阿。二十二，坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道，又说我们进入神的国，必经过许多艰难。
Verse 23.
我们读到这里就好哈。
Let us conclude here.
那个我真的很感动二十节啊哈。
I'm very touched by verse 20.
我刚刚分享说他应该是被打昏死了。
I mentioned before that he must have been unconscious.
那二十节，但是呢，门徒在一起，他突然醒过来了。
But in verse 20 it says, but after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up.
这是一个很大的神迹耶。
This was a great miracle.
啊，没有被打死了。
He wasn't stoned to death.
还可以起来哦。
And he was able to get up.
还可以走路。
And walk.
我在想他可能不会走太快吧。
And I'm thinking he probably didn't walk too fast.
啊，这个被打了这个样子哦。
Because he was stoned.
那走到哪里去呢？
And where did he walk?
走进城啊。
He went back into the city.
哪个城？
Which city?
一定是。他被拖到城内，被当然，他第二天才往另外一个城去啊。
Because he went to the other city the second day.
所以第一天又回到那个丢他的城里面去呢。
So he went back to the city that stoned him.
这是非常的勇气。
This was great courage.
所以真的是让人非常的感动呢。
And this is very touching.
所以你看哦，第二十一讲，二节讲说他们到一个新的城市，讲了道理，很多人做门徒啊。
And in verse 21, they preached the good news in that city and won a large number of disciples.
我在想，如果我在那边听保罗讲，我很感动啊。
And I'm thinking, if I listened to Paul preach, I would be very touched as well.
可能你还看到他那个头还有伤口啊。
Perhaps you would still see a wound on his head.
也许头还有一个绷带 ，OK 棒也不一定，当然古代没有了。
Perhaps he would have a band-aid on his head.
但是呢，那依然讲道理哦。
But he continued to preach.
所以这是一个非常的神迹啊，非常的勇气啊，让人非常的感动啊。
And this was great courage that deeply touched people.
这个就是哦，做到死都要做传道，真的。
And this was an attitude that he would continue to preach even to death.
很感人，那是他的心啊。
It's very touching, and this was his heart.
我们看下一个 slide 哦。
Let us look at the next slide.
哦。我们这些宗教不太喜欢谈现代的人呐、
啊。In True Jesus Church, we don't really like to speak about present day workers.
但是我准备这篇讲章、哦、是因为我被这个传道感动到。
But I prepared the sermon because I was touched by this minister.
他是真的是为主劳苦，但是满心喜乐。
He truly works very hard for the Lord, but is filled with joy.
在死亡边缘依然前行了、啊。
And even at the brink of death, he continued to do work.
这是他五月份的工作报告最后送出来的一张照片。
And this was
这是上个月的工作报告了。
This was a picture that accompanied his work report for the month of May.
他这个工作报告把他这次的一个经历啊写在他的工作报告里面。
And he wrote down his experiences in his work report.
我读了真的是很感动。
When I read it, I was very touched.
因为字里行间、哦、充满了那种喜乐。
Because in between the lines, you could feel the joy.
他先提到、啊、他回到德国工作、啊、不久、啊、一个法国巴黎的一个执事、啊、开车到海德堡来看他。
And he mentioned that after returning to Germany, there was a French deacon who drove to Heidelberg to see him.
巴黎到他家不晓多远哦。
And I don't know how long it is to drive from Paris to his house.
但是这位只是位医生啊，他说他自己 嘲笑自己说他像多玛，不亲手摸一摸他不会放心啊。
But this deacon, he said that he's like Thomas. If he doesn't touch the scar, then he wouldn't.
But he's not touched Pastor Cole.
Touch Pastor Cole, then he won't feel right.
因为他是医生啊。
Because he was a doctor, and he wanted to feel the scar himself.
所以开那趟远程就是为他为这位传道人解释他的病情。
And he drove that long distance to explain the illness to the pastor.
那后来因为柯传道又头痛嘛。
But later, because Preacher Ko, he had a headache.
就回去检查。
And he went back for a checkup.
他说脑筋里面看到就是本来那个因为他的脑是被血块挤压嘛，所以那个本来有个空白的地方那个脑补回来了，但是又另外有一个小血块，十公分长。两公分深还是继续压挤着脑所以他会头痛。
Before there was a blood clot pressing against his brain, and later it grew back, but there was still a small blood clot that was 10 centimeters times 2 centimeters, and it was pressing against his brain, so he had headaches.
所以医生又开一个洞，在马来西亚是开两个洞，一个管子导血，现在是开一个洞，两个管子导血。
And in Malaysia, when he had the surgery, they opened up two holes to drain the blood. But in Germany, they opened one hole and they used two tubes to drain the blood.
那应该是那个头最中间那个 bug 那个 mark 吧？哦。
And it should be that mark in the middle of his head.
哎，那本来这个是医生说他很快就可以复原了。他也是这个满心喜乐觉得出来又可以很。
And originally the doctor said he would recover very quickly and he was filled with joy and he knew that he could continue to work for the Lord.
结果想不到正在这样这个思想的时候呢突然之间感到头剧痛然后他就晕过去了。
But as he was thinking about this, he felt great pain in his head and he became unconscious.
那起来的时候呢他说这个经过都是人家跟他讲的就是了。
And when he woke up, he said that all his experiences are told by other people because he had no memory of it.
医生说他里面的血管又爆裂血就四射出来这样子。
And the doctor said that there was a blood vessel in his head that burst and there was blood spewing out.
但是所以你看那个，我看那个有点可怕，他从这边到这边可能都被打开整个头壳都被打开如果你仔细看。
And if you see the scar, it's quite frightening. I think that his whole head was opened up.
那就要清理这些血迹了。
And this was to clear out all the blood.
但是我在读他的报告，我看他心中充满的喜乐呢。
But when I was reading his report, it was evident that his heart was filled with joy.
他说本来醒过来的时候呢，医生跟他讲话，他想用德语回答，讲不出口，人家都听不懂了。
And he said that when he woke up and the doctor spoke German to him, he wanted to reply in German, but he couldn't speak German, and people couldn't understand him.
他太太来，儿子来，想说好，这下终于可以讲中文了。结果他中文讲，人家也听不懂啊。
And when his wife and son came, he thought, okay, I could speak Chinese now. But when he spoke Chinese, people couldn't understand either.
然后后来他折腾半天，他说：“说来用写的。”结果发现他右手抬不起来啊。
And later, he realized that okay, he'll write it, but when he wanted to write, he couldn't move his right hand.
是左手啊，左手他真的可以写可是写的他太太一直看不懂，问你要写什么涂鸦，不晓得写什么。
And he realized he could lift his left hand, but when he was writing.His wife couldn't understand all the scribbling.
然后这样子，他以后就不往这个门。他说，他里面就写到说，虽然都没有办法跟人沟通但是呢，很感谢神，他可以跟神沟通啊。
And he wrote in his report that even though he couldn't communicate with anyone, he was very thankful to God that he could at least communicate with God.
所以他可以用灵言祷告啊。
So he could pray in tongue.
在灵言当中，他可以夹着讲哈利路亚。
And in his tongue, he could say hallelujah.
他说他越祷告越喜乐。
And the more he prayed, the more joyful he was.
他越喜乐，眼泪都掉下来
And as he and the more joyful he was, he shed tears.
他讲说哇，你看头壳被打开，你还可以喜乐，还祷告，还可以喜乐，还可以喜乐到掉眼泪。我说这什么？这真的是 真的是很感谢我读了就是真的是真的是满心感谢了。
And when I read his report, I thought it was so amazing because his whole skull was opened up and he could still pray. And when he prayed, he could still be so full of joy and he would be so full of joy that he shed tears. And
然后祷告的时候他觉得自己可以讲哈利路亚。
And when he was praying, he felt that he could say hallelujah.
除了讲灵言还可以夹杂着哈利路亚。
Besides speaking in tongue, he could say hallelujah.
所以他后来就开始唱赞美诗第三首，赞美诗第三首是哈利路亚。
And later, he decided to sing hymn number 3, which is Hallelujah.
他一直在赞美神啊。
And he continued to praise God.
他喜乐又更充满了。
And when he was praising God, his joy was even more full.
后来又继续唱其他的赞美诗啊。
And he continued to sing other hymns.
我在想，可能只有他自己听得懂而已啦。
And I'm thinking perhaps he's the only one who could understand.
他是在想，既然可以跟神沟通哈利路亚，以后就可以跟人沟通。后来真的，隔一天，他真的又可以，人家跟他对谈，他又可以开始讲德语了。
And he thought to himself, if I could.Communicate with God, I can later, I can and say hallelujah. I can communicate with people, and truly, the next day he was able to speak German again. And later, he was able to speak again.
我看那个报告哦，这样子前后大概几天呢？啊，他又像这样子的，你看在笑了。
And the report spanned a few days, and then you could see, like in here, he's smiling.
啊，他还在打报告啊。
And he was.Typing the report.
不过他的 font 是用 font 20，害我印了八张。
But his font was a 20-point font, and I had to print it with 8 pages.
啊呀，我觉得，所以我觉得说真的，一个愿意做工的人哦，他可以经历哦死亡的边缘。
And it made me think that a person who is willing to work for the Lord, he can encounter death.
但是呢，痛苦啊不会。让他没有喜乐啊。
But his suffering will not take away his joy.
他在灵里面祷告，他就充满喜乐啊。
In his spirit, he was filled with joy.
啊，这个是没有一个人可以夺得走的。
And this is something that no one can take away.
我在想说，哇，原来真的为主耶稣做工很幸福呢。
And it made me think that truly to work for the Lord, it's a very blessed thing.
因为他要跟神很近，跟神很近哦，就会很喜乐啊。
Because to do the work of the Lord, you have to be very close to God, and when you're close to God, you will be filled with joy.
谢谢弟兄姐妹啊，帮他代祷了。
And we also thank brothers and sisters for praying for him.
继续为他代祷，他恢复得很好，因为很多弟兄姐妹在帮忙祷告。
And please continue to pray for him. He is recovering very quickly.
我们来学习这些工人的精神啊，我们不太愿意讲现在的工人多好了哦。我们因为他也是神的仆人啊，他们也归荣耀给神的。但是呢，我们学他们哦，那种受苦可以喜乐的心哦，那我们把这个写起来。
We often don't like to talk about modern day workers, but because they are still servants of God, but we can learn from how they can derive joy even from suffering.
所以，也许你工作得很辛苦啊。
So although we may work very hard,
但求主耶稣给你有圣灵的充满哦。
But we ask the Lord to give us the fullness of the Holy
Spirit. 看到他的工作。
And to see God's work,
看到教会被建立,
to see the church being built up,
没有一种喜乐可以更满足的,
because there's not any other joy that is more fulfilling.
继续祷告,
let's continue, let's pray.